Lecture, Prediction as a Structural Instability. Good afternoon. Today is where things stop being comfortable. Because today, systems stop waiting. Up to now, everything we've talked about has been reactive. Something goes wrong. The system notices. The system fixes it. That works, for a while. Then it doesn't. Let me start with an example you already understand. Imagine driving a car. If you only react to what you see right now, brake when you hit something, turn when you're already off the road, you won't last long. Good drivers don't react. They anticipate. Here's the core idea today. At large enough scale, reacting after failure is too late. That's not psychology. That's timing. As systems grow, they get slower, they get heavier, they get more interconnected. By the time damage is visible, it has already spread. Correction arrives late. Repair costs explode. Reaction becomes a losing strategy. So the system faces a problem. It can't act faster than physics allows. It can't see the future. It can't eliminate uncertainty. What can it do? There's only one move left. Act before failure happens. Not perfectly. Not safely. Just early. That move is prediction. Now, let's be very clear. Prediction is not prophecy. It's not intelligence yet. It's not even accuracy. Prediction is delay compensation. It exists because waiting is fatal. Here's a simple analogy. If you lean forward, you don't wait until you fall to step. You step because you expect to fall. If your expectation is wrong, you wobble. If you never expect, you crash. Prediction always carries risk. Acting on expectations means you can be wrong. Reactive systems are never wrong about the future because they never guess. Predictive systems can make spectacular mistakes. So why do they survive? Because the alternative collapses faster. This is the key tension of today's lecture. Prediction introduces new failure modes, but removes worse ones. It's not better. It's survivable. Now let's talk about models. A model is not a picture of reality. A model is a compressed memory of what usually happens next. It forgets detail. It keeps pattern. It biases action. Good models are cheap. Bad models die quickly. Here's something important. Prediction changes the meaning of error. Before, error meant damage. Now, error means information. The difference between what you expected and what happened tells you your model is wrong. Correction moves up a level. This is where learning appears. Not because the system wants to learn, but because uncorrected prediction errors accumulate. Learning is damage control for models. And now the really strange part. Once systems predict, they start changing the world they predict. Their expectations guide their actions. Their actions reshape the environment. The future stops being independent. This feedback loop is unavoidable. So let me give you today's takeaway. Prediction appears because reacting became too slow. It survives because being wrong early is cheaper than being right too late. And once prediction exists, the system has crossed a line it cannot uncross. Next time, we'll talk about why models, not reactions, become the dominant survivors. Why acting on imperfect understanding beats responding perfectly after the fact. That's where intelligence starts to look unavoidable. See you next class.